Praise, I give bless your name, my Father. I thank you that we all slept and woke up safely. Thank you for the grace to appear before you this morning with the saint. We are grateful. 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 We have come to sing. Thank you. We have come to worship you. We have come to raise an altar. Let it smoke, oh, ascend to you. Let it smoke, oh, ascend to you. We have come to say thank you for what you did yesterday. We have come to worship you. Is that why you are here this morning? We have come to raise an altar. Let it smoke, let it smoke. Oh, I send to you. Let it smoke, let it smoke. Oh, I send to you. We have come to glorify your name. Is that why you have come? We have come to honor you. We have come to pay our vow. Let it smoke, oh, I send to you. Let it smoke, oh, I send to you. We have come to glorify your name. We have come to honor you. We have come to pay our vow. Let it smoke, oh, I send to you. Let it smoke, oh, I send to you. The time has come to worship in the Spirit. The time has come to worship in the truth. The time has come to make the Father. The time is now. Let the fire fall. The time is now. The time is now. Let the fire fall. The time is now. The time is now. Let the fire fall. The time is now. The time is now. Let the fire fall. You are going to unmute your devices and say, Father, I have come to say thank you. I have come to worship you. I have come to pay my vow. Go ahead, lift up your voice and mute your devices wherever you may be. And lift up your voice this morning and bless him from the bottom of your heart. Lord, I have come this morning to thank you. Father, on this altar of revival, revive me spiritually and physically. Revive my dreams and vision.
Revive my dreams
Revive my
and
dream and
visions.
go ahead and make that your prayer
Father,
this
in the mighty name of
morning. This
Jesus,
mortal
my Father,
reviver, Father, revive you spiritually
revive my
and
Father, name of
physically.
Jesus,
Tell the
my
Lord to
Father,
revive
revive
your
us
body. Tell him to
spiritually,
revive your family. Tell him to
in the
revive
mighty
your
name
home.
of
Tell
Jesus,
him to revive your dreams and visions. Vision will not die. That thing you are nursing in your heart that is
Father,
choking out
Lord
will not
Jesus,
come to be alive and clean. In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to speak this prayer. Please hear what Jesus says to see them come to pass. Please hear me calling for unexpected favor.
Lord Father, Jesus,
Amen.
And lastly, you are going to say, my Father,
my Father,
let there be a clear separation.
Let there be a clear separation
between the righteous and the wicked.
Between the righteous and the wicked.
Remember me for good today. Make that your prayer. And let them declare separation between the righteous and the wicked. Time will come, and we are ready at that time. When God will separate, we will mark it clearly. So who is the righteous and who is the wicked? We are the Father in the name of Jesus. Let them declare separation, Lord, between the righteous and the wicked. God, remember me today for good. Remember your children.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for answers to our prayer. Thank you for waking us up. Be glorified. Lord, this morning, I pray in the name of Jesus, let there be clear demarcation, clear separation between the children that are serving you and those that are not serving you, between the righteous and the wicked. Lord, I pray you will remember all your children for good in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayer. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And the people of God will shout a big amen.
Amen.
God bless you and your household. You may mute your devices as we him and pressing out the upward way. One of the things the Lord spoke to us about in the services yesterday is grace this week. Grace, grace, grace will speak on our behalf even as we continue to hunger and thirst for God. And as we continue this fasting and prayer, receive grace to accomplish all the visions and dreams that the Lord has placed in your heart in the name of Jesus. You'll be alive to see them come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, we're going to sing together. One, two, go. I'm pressing on the upward way, new height. Okay. In every day, still praying. I'm
Lord,
plant
my feet
on
high.
Lord, lift me up, and let me stand. My heart has
no
desire
to stay
without
her,
and fear
is me.
My prayer is on the ground.
Lift me up.
Lift me on. and let me stand by faith on earth, more stable and higher plane than I have found. Oh, plant my feet on earth. I want to live above the world. Though Satan has done, let me be a joyful sound. The song of song on high earth, lift me up. Lord, lift me up. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
I pray for you as you have declared.
Amen.
So the Lord will do unto you, to your household, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. You may mute your devices for a few seconds. Genesis chapter 37. I'm going to read verse 5-8 for this morning as we get ready for a glorious day, the last week of the 14 days of glory. If you are happy that God has brought us thus far and that you are going to finish it well, shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory, glory. The testimonies from this week shall triple the ones we have had in the mighty name of Jesus. And yours and myself will be included in those testimonies in Jesus' name. Now, Genesis 37, I read verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren. And they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. Verse 7. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaves arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. Now, verse 8. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him what? If you are looking at the Bible, they hated him what? Yet the more for his dreams. Pay attention to that. They hated him yet the more for what? For his dreams and for his words. Brethren, be vision driven. Your vision will attract opposition. Your vision will attract opposition. So as you set out for this glorious week, Be vision driven, but keep in mind, your vision will attract hatred. Your vision will attract opposition. And don't expect everybody to buy into your vision immediately. Joseph had already, his brothers had already hated him in their hearts. Why? The first reason the Bible tells us can be found in verse 4. His father loved him. His father loved him, bought special clothes for him. And so he was his dad's favorite out of 12 children, 12 boys, rather. Jacob had other daughters like Diana and so on. So out of 12 boys, he was the father's favorite. So that one, there was hatred for him already. But he didn't pay attention. He didn't see them. He was just doing his own thing. Now, but then what now, inflated or actually what increased the hatred they had for him was his vision. Brethren, one of the things that will happen when you begin to have visions, particularly visions from God, it attracts opposition. So keep that in mind. So if oppositions are rising up, don't be discouraged. Remain focused. Now, anytime you take steps to achieve something great in life, your vision will attract opposition. I can tell you, like we see here, the enemy of Joseph were not people outside. We're his own blood brothers. That is to tell you. And so what does that tell you? Is that the people opposing you might actually be your own brother. It could be your sister. It could be your parent. It could be your friend. I mean, they are not distant people from you. So keep that in mind. Keep in mind that your dreams and vision will attract opposition. But then you must remain focused. If that dream and vision is from God, it will surely come to pass. Now, you see, in the case of Nehemiah too was another young brother who was serving in the palace. My question is, what the Lord put in my heart is while preparing for this, is that where was Sambalat and Tobiah? We didn't know about them until Nehemiah rose up to rebuild the broken wall. Do you see that? Where were they? We didn't know about them. Nobody heard about the name Sambalat and Tobiah. Nobody knew about them. So what that tells you is that the moment you take step to accomplish anything great in life, keep in mind, Sambalat and Tobiah will rise. For Nehemiah's case, they were not actually a member of his immediate family. They were just neighbors, people in the community, agent of darkness who said he won't rebuild the wall. So, but the lesson is this. Keep in mind, be vision-driven, but also keep in mind, your vision will attract opposition. Don't let that distract you. You are going to pray this morning. You are going to pray for grace to be focused on your dreams and visions. Not only that, you see, to overcome this opposition, not only focus, you must enjoy the backing of God, because it takes God to be able to overcome the enemies of your visions. And so this morning you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning. Go ahead, bless him this morning. Bless him. And then thereafter, thank God and pray for grace. Lord, give me grace to remain focused even in spite of oppositions. Go ahead, cry to God. God, I put the Bible together for our admonition, for our correction, to give us direction, to tell us that if somebody have done it before, you can do it. If Joseph fulfilled his dream, I can fulfill my dream. I can fulfill my vision. You can fulfill yours. So lift up your voice this morning and say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I ask for grace this morning to remain focused on you, to remain focused on the visions you have placed in my heart. To you be all the glory in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. 2 prayer points. Now mention them and then you pray while we give those that are yet to know Jesus. Now, your number 3 prayer point is this, is that you're going to ask God for wisdom. Now, I mean, if you tell somebody your vision, let's say I walk in to the midst of my brothers or in the immediate family, and I say I had this dream, and if they were not excited about it, I'm not going to share the next one with them. That's just this rule. And so Joseph, but he wasn't wise. He wasn't wise. So the next time is that he went again and shared. People who hate you are sharing your dream with them. So you are going to pray and say, Father, fill me with wisdom. In the name of Jesus, wisdom to relate with man. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and make that your prayer. Go ahead and make that your prayer. Father, I pray for wisdom. And then also ask this morning that you'll be alive to see your vision come to pass. In the name of Jesus. His brother wanted to kill him. They wanted him dead. They threw him in the pit. They sold him for slavery. They thought he was gone. But God was turning everything around for good. Go ahead, lift up your voice and say, Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord, fill me with wisdom and fill me with wisdom to be able to relate with people, Lord, to know who to share my dream, my visions with, and who not to share them with. In the name of Jesus, I will be alive to see them come to power. In the mighty name of Jesus, go ahead, talk to God, ask the Lord what you want him to do this morning as you go in this brand new week. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now you are here, you are not born again. I want to know that Jesus loves you. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I pray as men that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins. Write their name in the book of life in Jesus' name. This week, every one of you receive grace to accomplish your vision, grace to wait on God, grace to pray, grace to set your heart on him, grace to see doors you are not expecting. God is opening them up for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every abandoned dreams and vision, I command them to begin to rise now in the name of Jesus. Anyone who has been discouraged or who's pulling out of their dream and vision because of the opposition, this morning receive strength, receive encouragement in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You'll be alive. You'll be well, even to see all that vision come to pass. I will be alive and I'll be well to see all the vision that God has placed in my heart come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. I declare this week a blessed week for you and your household. By the time we gather in the evening, you'll be singing a new song. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And healing for those that are sick in their body, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Unmute your devices and tell your neighbor you'll be alive and well to see your visions come to pass. You'll be alive and well.
See your vision come to pass.
God bless you. Have a blessed day. We'll see you in the evening.